Shall we pray? Eternal God, in the reading of Scripture, may your word be heard. In the meditation of our hearts, may your word be known. In the faithfulness of our lives, may your will be done. Amen. Matthew 20, verse 20-28. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, kneeling down, asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You do not know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or my left is not for me to grant. These places belong to whom they have been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom for many."
Him. You know, I came to an important realization the other day. I am a child of God. And I'm a child of God, and God is the King of the universe. That means I am a child of the King. I am royalty. I'm not some common everyday type of person. I'm special. I've got status. Now, I know I'm not the king myself. Only God has that title. But being his kid must make me at least some kind of prince. Well, let me humbly suggest that I may not be at the center of the universe. But as a prince, I'm pretty sure I've got at least a few solar systems rolling or revolving around me. It's pretty awesome, isn't it? Too sweet. Now, what am I entitled to as a prince? Obviously, I'm deserving of love and affection. Everyone should love and respect me. There are a few annoying people that I have to put up with sometimes. You know, the kind that suggests somehow that you're full of yourself. But if they can't see how great I am, it's not my problem. I think I've got a little too much glitter going on, if you don't mind taking care of that. Yeah, that's much better. Thank you. I also have big needs, okay? I mean, who ever heard of a prince who doesn't enjoy all the finer things in life? I could use a little bit of air. So, what are my duties as a prince? Certainly not cleaning my room or helping my mother out in the kitchen. I mean, the other day I had this exchange with her. It was a little over the top. She asked me to help clean up after her big baking spiel in the kitchen. And I said to her, well, what am I, your slave? That's your mess. You clean it up. Of course, she goes off the deep end. Fine. And you can make your own meals and clean your own clothes and pick up after your own messes day after day after day. You know what I think? Some women just weren't meant to be mothers. You know, I could use a little bit of polishing here. So. Of course, Dad's got it in for me too. Time to clean the garage. Come help me paint the fence. Dad, I have far more important things to do. My friends and I have an important stroll to the mall booked this afternoon. We have some strutting to do. But you know, here's the biggest thing. Jesus is my example of what it means to be a king, a child of God. Now, if I can just follow his example, I see him sitting up there on his throne at the right hand of God, supervising the cosmos, telling which stars to shoot this way or that, deciding what's right and what's wrong, being all wise. That's how it's done. What's this? The Son of Man came to be served, but not to serve, and gave his life as a ransom for many. That can't be right. No, I don't. What, you got something else for me now? Jesus washes his disciples' feet? Are you telling me that this is how it's supposed to be? Okay, listen. Okay. All right. Have a seat. We're going to try this out. I mean, does this sound right to you? Yes? Okay, well, here, let's, might as well hold on to this for me. And I might as well put this here, too. Okay. Well, let's see how this goes, shall we? Let's see how this goes. I'm not sure I quite believe all of this, but we will see. Okay, let's see. Yeah, let's go get those socks off here. So, this apparently is the kind of king that I'm supposed to be, the kind who washes feet. We'll see about this. I mean, what's he saying here? Probably something like this. It's like, I'm going to put you first. I'm going to put your needs in front of mine. I want you to be clean. Why? Because he loves us? Because we are precious to him? Let's see. Hey, you know, stick your some feet in here. The water might be a little cold, but as you're the one who poured it, it's probably your fault. Okay, where did my soap go? Oh, there it is. Okay. Probably. Might need more, yes. It's true. So. All right. Let's see. Okay, all right. Well, let's get the other one in there now. All right. So, humbling yourself, learning to put others first. I don't know. Like, is this like when you're at the park or the playground? It's like letting your quiet friend, the one who doesn't say a lot, choose which game that you're all going to play together? Or letting someone else have the first turn with a new fun thing that you've got, and then rather than sitting around waiting impatiently for them to be done, you try and help them enjoy it. Is that what it means, putting others first? Or maybe your mom or dad do ask you for help with chores, And rather than put up a big fuss, you know, you do it. And maybe even when you see that they're having a hard day, you could ask if they need some help. Is that putting someone else first? Well, you know, when we do these things, we put Jesus first as well. Because after all, if we call ourselves Christians, that simply means we are followers of Jesus. We are following Him. That means that we let Him show us what He wants and do as He does. And instead of doing what we want or learning, we're learning to do what He wants. And Jesus shows us how He wants us to live. Jesus shows us what it means to put others first. I mean, when you think about it, it's like, I'm a child of the King. And this guy here is a child of the King. And so when I am putting him first, I'm helping him to see that and learn that too. And Jesus shows us what it means to put others first, because he humbles himself. The King of the universe, the King who does command the shooting stars and tell them where to go, shrunk himself down, down, down. Made himself small, became human so that he could work with people face to face. He could love them in person. So that he could hang out with outcasts and people who'd made big mistakes. And he showed his followers how to do that too. When they asked him how they could be first, his disciples, when they asked him that, remember that passage? Who would get the most important throne in God's kingdom? He told them that they needed to become like servants. The greatest among you will be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself, makes himself small, will be exalted. In Jesus' example, we see how he wants us to be. That he is the kind of king who kneels down and washes feet. He is the king who makes himself small to show how much he loves us. And he puts our needs first, even dying for us, so that we can be forgiven and given new life. Isn't Jesus the greatest king ever? What do you think? Woo. Amen? Now, you and I are children of the King. We are part of God's family, and so we are royalty in a way. But we are this kind of royalty, learning to be like our Father, our King, our God, who is willing to make himself small, to put the needs of others first, so that he could show God's love to the world. This is the King that we strive to be like, our Father, the King who befriends the outcasts and washes feet. I want to be like that too. How about you? Please pray with me. Father God, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for being our King who does bring us into your family, who baptizes us and gives us promises and cares for us and watches over us. But Lord, you're also a King who has humbled himself and teaches us to do the same, to love each other, to put others first, to put you first in your way and your wants. Lord, as we do our best, as we work hard to be your people, to follow you, to follow your example, to try and be like our King, Lord, help us to be humble in doing it. Teach us how to put others first, how to wash feet, how to give others room to be willing to do wonderful, beautiful, selfless things for others, so that not so that they can see us as being great or a king, but that they may see you in us. They may see the King who is humble and loving and gracious. And in doing so, may they too know how much you love them, that they too are your children. In Jesus' name we pray.